Session number 13110, Reel 4.
Mr. B, Reel 4.
The idea was to get the propellers into the water so as you could get leeway and drive the ship onto the coast.
The African coast?
No.
The Italian coast?
No. The Greek coast, sorry. We didn't know it was the Greek coast there. We didn't know where we were, but the German evidently knew where he was.
Was he a naval officer?
Yes, he was the first engineer, actually. The only German on the ship. All the crew, and even to the captain, had evacuated the ship on the lifeboats and left us to it.
Was it a German or Italian crew?
Italian crew. Eventually the ship was in a quite a severe storm blew up and the ship was rammed onto the rocks.
After how long was after the torpedoing was
Hours afterwards, several hours. And there again, panic started again. Because in the storm, the waves were breaking over the ship. Eventually, they somehow got a thick rope onto the shore and secured onto the from the ship to the shore. And chaps were going down this rope like trapeze artists. But what they didn't know was that as the movement of the ship was going backwards and forwards, it was when the ship went one way towards the land, the rope slackened. But when the ship went back the opposite way, it tightened the rope as tight as a violin string, and was flinging these chaps off the rope into the sea. And I wasn't going to risk that. So I went down into one of the cabins, actually, and I went to sleep. And when I woke up the next morning, the storm had abated, it was quite calm. I went up on deck, and we were right high and dry on the rocks. And eventually, went around, walking around the ship, and I went back to the hold where the torpedo had hit. And there was a huge gaping hole in it. You could have driven a 3-ton lorry through. And there was, you could see all the bits and pieces of bodies still hanging on the metalwork and that, you know. Anyhow, we eventually came off the ship under guard, of course, and there was another horror waiting for us. All the bodies laid out, hundreds of them laid out along the on the coast, on the beach, you know. In actual fact, it was 500 lost, killed and drowned.
Then what happened to you?
Were taken by the Italian guards to a big warehouse, which was they turned into a prison camp on the Greek coast.
Which part of Greece was this?
Well, it was right on the toe of Greece.
The southern tip?
Yes, yes.
In the Peloponnese?
That's it, yes, yes. We're there for several months. Of course, a lot of the chaps, most of us had dysentery. We nicknamed the place Dysentery Acre.
Is this a proper camp under tents or what?
No, it was in a warehouse. We're sleeping on concrete floors for several days, and it was snowing at that time. And the floors were soaking wet with snow on chaps' boots and that, and we had to sleep on those floors with no blankets or anything for 2 or 3 days, and eventually we did get blankets.
Who's in charge? Italians or Germans?
Italians, yes. Eventually we were moved to Italy after about 2 or 3 months.
By ship?
No, by overland.
By train?
Yes.
What was the train journey like?
Oh, uneventful.
How had the guards behaved in the warehouse in Greece?
Oh, they were quite reasonable. No complaints, really. Just that we were short of food. Starvation rations. We were bartering anything we had, you know, rings and watches or anything of value. Italians fancied.
What would they give you in return?
Oh, well, they'd bring in bread or eggs. Mainly bread and eggs.
Weren't they supposed to do that anyway?
Beg your pardon?
Weren't they supposed to do that anyway?
A lot of things I was supposed to have done, but they didn't. No, they were very slow in, you know, doing as they should have done until we got representation, you know, from the Red Cross. Then the things started to improve a bit.
Did the local Greeks do anything for you?
They weren't allowed to. They had no contact with the civilians at all. That was forbidden, as it was in all prison camps, German as well.
Did the survivors feel any bitterness against the Royal Navy for talking?
Oh, not at all, no. We never have done. They were doing their job. They didn't know what the ships were carrying.
Did you discover which submarine had torpedoed you?
Yes, the Porpoise.
How did you find that out?
I didn't find it out. It was found out by the researchers of the book that was written by New Zealanders, two New Zealanders. The book was called No Honour, No Glory. And they did all their researching in Germany and in Italy. And they got all the information they wanted.